Book of James 4:8. Say, draw near me and I will draw near you. It's an equation. If you do your part, it will come closer. If you don't, nothing is going to happen. Brethren, I pray for you this morning. The spirit to draw near God this year, 2020. Receive it this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. This morning, while our daddy was teaching the Sunday school, I was writing. I keep writing. But one thing came to me, and I realized that the only way to experience the miraculous, the only way to get that turnaround they are talking about, is absolute obedience. There is no shortcut. There is no game. There is no being smart. Brethren, the Bible says that obedience is better than sacrifice. Obedience will unlock the place that the devil has closed. Obedience will break the unbreakable. When you obey God, you are inviting him to your life. He's drawing nearer, close to you. And that is what that song said. Brethren, I pray for you this morning. Whatever thing that will not make you to draw near God this year, the Almighty himself will crush it in the mighty name of Jesus. In the book of Isaiah 1:19, it talks about willingness. If you will be willing, it's about willingness. It is not being forced. It is not forcefulness. I remember yesterday when we were doing the Sunday school preparation, I told mommy, I said, mommy, I want you to emphasize the fact that obedience is a choice. I told her. And daddy emphasized, I said, it is a choice. You have a choice not to obey. Nobody will force you to obey. My children, I will tell them, this is the right thing, but choose. Make a choice. But the Bible says, choose life so that you can live. I pray for you this year. You will live till the end of this year and beyond in the mighty name of Jesus. So your obedience is your willingness. The Bible says that if these people are willing. So if you are not willing, no fruit. If these people are willing and obedient, you shall eat the fruit of the land. I prophesy into your life. You will eat the fruit of this land. I say you will eat the fruit of this land in the mighty name of Jesus. It doesn't matter how much people are struggling. It doesn't matter how much people are running all over the place. You will eat the fruit of this land in the mighty name of Jesus. It will not be hard for you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Brother, let me just give you a small scenario so that you will know that God is great. I was watching Rachel Maddow analysis of the Democratic president, candidate, and she analyzed how much each and every candidate spent on TV advertising. Each and every one of them, they spend, one spent $4 million. Even Donald Trump spent $5 million. There is one, John Steyer or whatever, spent like maybe like $67 million. And there is only one man who said, I don't need anybody to donate. I can single-handedly finance how much, no matter what it is, for this campaign. All the candidates put all together, he spent double. He has spent close to $200 million. Brethren, I prophesy into your life. In this land of America, you don't need anybody to succeed in the mighty name of Jesus. The Almighty God will hand over the key of abundance into your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Brethren, there is no any other way than obedience. God will open the river of every dry part of your life, and he will make it a flood of water in the mighty name of Jesus. This morning, I will title the topic as Blessing Beyond Imagination. A blessing beyond what you can even dream of. They talk about turnaround. To experience a turnaround, it is very simple. God has started talking to some of us. God has, from the beginning of this year, God has started talking to you. What you should do, what you should start, where you should go, what you should change in your life. He keeps sending those messages. Brethren, is in your hand. It's left for you if you will obey. The Bible says that if you diligently hearken to his voice. Brother Femi, Deuteronomy 28. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord, thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, all that he is putting in your heart, all that he has told you to do, all the steps he takes you to make. If you can diligently hearken to his voice this year. Verse 2. And all this blessing shall come unto thee. It shall overtake thee. If thou shalt hearken again unto the voice of the Lord. And that is why I say that to experience turnaround is very simple. Absolute obedience. There is no shortcut, no any other way. I pray for you this morning. It might be difficult, but the power to hearken diligently, the power to obey the voice of the Lord. Father, oh Lord, give it unto your children this morning in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I strongly believe that if you obey God, if you obey his direction, if you obey, he said, I will guide you with my own eyes. He said, I will direct you. I don't know how many of you are ready to follow God's direction this year. But I'm begging you in the name of God. I'm begging you in the name of God of Israel. Just obey. Just do it. And try God. Test him. If you will not open the window of heaven for your sake. And he will surely open it for your sake. In the mighty name of Jesus. I decree this morning. Every manipulative power. That is pushing you. And making sure that you want to stay and keep struggling on the same point. That you will continue to remain in the same place because of disobedience. That power this morning. They are all broken in the mighty name of Jesus. And every head here that has been cheated. I don't care who, where you have been cheated. But if you have been cheated in any way. If you have been denied of promotion. If you have been denied of your right to place. I prophesy this morning. You will take over. Amen. I say you will take over from them in the mighty name of Jesus. Couple of years ago, like 2006. I used to watch a show diligently. Diligently I watched that show. And one thing that struck me about that show is the way things were done. They call it extreme makeover. I don't know how many of us that have seen that show. They have the personal one and they have the house edition. Brethren, if you see a homeless man in the street, by the time they take that man or that woman and they make him all over or are all over, it will blow your mind. And if you see the home edition, you enter some home, it's full of junks and everything. By the time they finish that home, all you have to say is, wow. I pray for you this morning. The Almighty God himself will pick you up for an extreme makeover in the mighty name of Jesus. Brethren, I don't know how many people that you have envied before. I have a woman in my job. She changed her car like she changed diapers. I asked her one day, I say, listen, that one that you are not going to bring next week, can you give me the key? She laughed. She said, oh yeah, you're just too funny. I said, how come? We are working the same job. He said, no. Praise the Lord. She said, no. You just see me here. I just make sure I'm here so that I can pay my taxes. He said, me and my husband, we do more. Brethren, whatever thing that you need to do, whatever thing that God will put in your heart that will make you to live in abundance, heaven will give it to you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Brethren, God will make somebody over. And you will be the talk of the town. You don't have to say it. People will start to say it on your behalf. Have you seen Mr. So-so-so-so? Did you see Sister So-so-so? You don't have to say anything. You see, there's a level where God will take you. You don't need to talk. You cannot hide it. If it is not enough, that's why you hide. If it is not enough, if it is not abundant, then you can hide. But because you serve a big God, because you serve a great God, because you serve a wonderful God, heaven will give you absolute abundance in the mighty name of Jesus. They say it does not matter how long the night was. There must always be a breaking of the day. It has never happened and it will never happen. I don't know how long you have been going through that struggle. I don't know how long you have been going through all this situation in your life. I pray by the breaking of the day this morning, by the breaking of this day, the 12th days of January 2020, every challenges, every tribulation, every struggle, they are terminated in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the book of 2 Samuel, you can go and read. We are not going to read. I'm just going to paraphrase this quickly. 2 Samuel chapter 4, chapter 9. And you can read 2 Samuel chapter 19, 24 to 30. It's the story of Mephibosheth. This guy was living a low life. When I say low life, low life. He was living very small. He doesn't even know when the next meal will come. But one day, just one day, suddenly, Mephibosheth received a message. Somebody sent an email to Mephibosheth. Somebody sent a text message to Mephibosheth that they want him in the palace. This is a man who cannot even walk. And guess what? They send people to carry him. And at the end of the day, he started not only dining with the king, he started sharing profit in the palace. I prophesy into your life this morning. I don't know that thing that you think you cannot achieve. I don't know that area of your life that you are looking, oh, this is impossible. I stand on this altar of the Almighty God. This morning, you receive that thing in the mighty name of Jesus. I say you will receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That is the blessing beyond measure. And I prophesy it into your life in the mighty name of Jesus. That mail, that email, that text message, like Mephibosheth, that will turn your life around, that will give you the blessing beyond measure. Receive it this morning in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Joseph told his brother his vision, his dream. And his brother, they hated him. They sold him out as a slave. Guess what? When he came back, after all that has happened, by the time he reemerged, by the time he turned around, he started ruling over them. I prophesy into your life this morning. I don't know how many people that you have shared your vision. I don't know how many people that you have shared your dream with. And they start sidetracking you. They start making jest of you. They start saying, what did you think he is? Do you think he can do it? You will start to rule over them in the mighty name of Jesus. I say you will start to rule over them in the mighty name of Jesus. If Joseph can rule over them, you will rule over them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. As many people that you have envied before, they will start to envy you in the mighty name of Jesus. In the book of Exodus the whole of chapter 1, you can go and read it on your own. The children of Israel were struggling. They were suffering for nothing. They were shortchanged in Egypt. And God saw their pain. And God told them, he said, I have seen your pain. I have seen your struggling. I have seen where it is not enough for you. And he commanded Pharaoh, he said, let my people go from this captivity. and let them be free. I pray this morning. I don't know which area of your life that you need freedom. I don't know which area of your life that you need to be free, or you have been in captive. Freedom from debt, freedom from struggle, freedom from affliction. Receive it this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Brethren, let's truth be told. There's nothing like freedom. Oh, I like my job. No. If you are your employer yourself, that is when you are free. It doesn't matter how much you are making. They give you one big stupid table and they call you CEO. One day they can fire you. They fired the CEO of Nissan. They fired. That's it. It's not yours. But whatever is, can anybody fire Bill Gates? No. No. So I don't know which area of your life that you need freedom. I know where I need freedom. Receive it this morning in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And like I said, only one thing will make it happen. It is total obedience. No more, no less. But I pray this morning, that special covenant, that special unstoppable blessing, God is establishing it in the life of somebody this morning in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. A leaf will always remain green as long as it's attached to a tree, and that tree has a root that is feeding that tree. Brethren, I pray this morning, the special grace that you have been enjoying from the Almighty God up to this moment in your life, it will not dry up in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible says that you will be like a watered garden whose water will never fail. I pray your source will not fail. Your water will not fail in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Brethren, as we are going home today, I pray when you get home, it will be good news. You serve a big God. When you receive a package, it will come in big packages. I say when you receive a package, it will come in big sizes in the name of Jesus Christ. And when you receive any news, it will not be ordinary news. I say it will not be ordinary news. It will be a great news in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That kind of news that when you hear, you will just go like this and turn around and turn around and turn around. Receive it this morning in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. But you have to do your part. It doesn't come on a platter of gold. That is the bottom line. Do your part. The Bible says in James 4:8, say, draw nearer to me and I will draw nearer to you. And I pray, as you continue to be obedient in this year 2020, every of the desire of your heart, I don't know that desire, I don't know that thing that you have been telling God, that God, if only you can do this, receive it this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' name.
Let's put those hands together for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I believe we can do better than that. We believe we can do